I think the weather's really affecting my mood.
Oh, I hate it.
Like, it was so sunny, and I was so happy, and now it's raining again, and I'm like, can I just stay in bed?
Can we just go back to the past in the sunny days when all was happy?
Is this a song?
I don't know.
It's oh.
It's just me running my mouth. It's me increasing our parasocial relationship with people, letting you see the inner workings of my psyche. So I'm not just a disembodied voice. I'm a human being with thoughts and feelings.
You're really coming across as like AI trying to pass as human.
I'm Joshua.
And I'm Brittany. And we're two librarians who talk about sci-fi and fantasy and a little bit of everything else. I'm not just a disembodied voice.
I'm not just text on a screen. I think. I feel. I love. That's creepy.
I love.
I love.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I know. They're having things.
Oh, that's right. They're moving all the shelving.
They're moving all the shelving. And I think, methinks that this is an opportunity for some people to work out a little aggression.
Yeah. No kidding.
Judging by the light slams every now and then.
Yeah. So if you hear slamming in the background today, that is librarians moving shelving around in the children's section.
Yes.
And our library is all one big open space. There's not like a closed door to the children's section.
Absolutely not.
So when a child screams, you get to enjoy it all the way from the other end of the library.
Yes. Yes.
Not to like throw shade on screaming
children. No. Oh my gosh. Screaming children are vital to the flow of to the workplace, really.
It's something I wish more people understood, because like I understand people come to libraries for quiet time, but yeah, it's like the way this library is built, there literally is no walls.
Honestly, I can't imagine enough. I mean, aren't all libraries basically open plan? I mean, that's how it should be.
No, because a lot of times they do different levels of libraries. Like, kids are on the first level. It just depends how much money you have.
Gotcha. Gotcha. What kind of building you get?
I don't want to say we're poor. We are from rural Oregon, so we're not like flush with money for like multiple levels. And
right. Oh God. So what are we doing today, Brittany?
We are going to play movie taglines.
Oh, okay. So refresh my memory. What do we do when we play movie taglines?
So you and I have picked three different movies. Today's theme is outdoorsy movies.
Okay.
That's the...
Because this is coming out in April.
Wait. What's the describing word? What is that?
An adjective?
Thank you. That's the adjective we picked today. I couldn't remember.
And it's an appropriate one because it's April.
Yes.
And it's either approaching Earth Day or Earth Day has already passed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm nebulous with time, but that's okay.
That's fine.
I'm an immortal being who has no concept of...
Good for you. Yeah. That sounds like a healthy space to
be in. That's what I'll say when I'm late. From now on, I'll be like, I'm an immortal being with a nebulous concept of time. You should do that.
I should do that. I should come in and just be like, the stars are not in the correct alignment for me to be here on time.
That's right.
So, yes. Okay. So, if you don't know, movies have taglines that they use when they put out the previews.
Yeah, they're promoting it.
Yeah. So, Joshua and I, we have each picked three separate movies. We had a third librarian check to make sure neither one of us picked the same movie. And we're going to try to guess the movies from the taglines.
Fantastic. Before we start, did you have a hard time looking for yours?
No.
No. It was pretty easy, right?
It was pretty easy.
I just looked through a list of like, okay, so fantasy, sci-fi, horror movies of the 2010s. And I looked at a list. I'm like, oh, outdoors. So many outdoors.
Can you speak more into your mic?
So many outdoors.
Wow. That was a lot. I think you should need to pull it down a little bit.
Pull it down? Like that?
Yes.
Oh, well. Yeah, there we go. Just nasally, I guess, since it's like really? Right in my nose.
It was so easy.
It wasn't that bad.
It was so easy.
She's pulling the microphone like a mile away from her face, saying that it was the same kind of thing. But it was not, people. I had my lips right against this thing.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I was going to say something really bad that would make people question my moral...
They should question your morals. It's healthy to be skeptical of people. Okay, I'm sorry.
But not me. Don't make
so not me.
Who's going first? Me or you?
I want to guess first.
You want to guess first?
Yeah, okay. Is that okay?
Okay. Do you want to start hard or end easy? Oh, that's the same thing. Do you want to start easy or start hard? So if you start
I'm tired.
You're going to end on like an easy slope.
No, let's start easy.
Start easy?
Yes.
Okay, you asked for it.
I did.
All right. So this first one is welcome to dot, dot, dot.
The jungle?
Yeah.
Is it a movie that we've covered?
Like on the show?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, dang it.
We may have talked about it
often. Like Jumanji?
It's not Jumanji, though. Good guess, though.
Because I was thinking, welcome to the jungle.
They would be contemporaries, I'd say. Do you want the second tagline?
I do.
The park is open.
Jurassic Park?
Yes, it is.
Hang on.
It is an outdoor...
No, we're good. In my head, I picked it.
Wait, we had these double checked.
We did.
They're
we did.
Fine.
I think I thought about that one.
Yeah. Okay. So Jurassic Park. I mean, it is an outdoors movie.
It's very outdoorsy.
Running and screaming from dinosaurs.
You know what I realized the other day?
Huh.
Ellie Sattler, I love her whole aesthetic. And I'm trying to do my house like an Ellie Sattler decor.
She would be proud. She's a plantophile.
I love it.
She is a paleobotanist, so she not
is that only, what she is officially?
Yes, officially.
Okay. I just remember her sticking her hands in a big pile of poop.
Yeah, because she's looking at, as a paleobotanist, she is very familiar with all types of plants, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
So she was looking to see if they were eating a poisonous plant found
native
in the region. And if they had, that's what's making the Triceratopses sick.
Do you know how badly I want to lay on top of that Triceratops side?
Me too. That when I first saw that movie, that was a childhood dream always, and I'm like, I'm so jealous.
So jealous.
A Triceratops.
I'm like, this seems amazing. No. Okay, now it's your turn.
See, oh God, oh God, oh God. Okay.
And you don't get a choice. I'm just giving you things because I don't know if you'll get any of them.
Okay.
Okay. First one. The legend comes to life.
There's so many legends, Brittany.
I know.
Is it? Is it? I don't know. Keep going.
Okay, second one. You will find adventure, or adventure will find you.
Gosh darn it. Is it a Jumanji?
No.
No, it's not a Jumanji.
Mm-mm.
You will find adventure, or adventure would find you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so.
I don't want to give you a third tagline right away, because okay. You will immediately know it.
Okay. So you want me to guess first?
It came out in 2001.
2001?
Mm-hmm.
Who knows about 2001? What was I doing?
Ask me some questions. Ask me some
questions. Is it an animated film?
No.
Okay, so it's
really, well, at one point it was.
What does that mean? So it's like a bridges animated and real life.
Like there's been a couple versions of it.
Ooh. And it's not a Jumanji?
No.
It's been a couple versions.
Uh-huh.
I can't. I have no idea. I have brain fog.
That's okay. Do you want the third?
Throw it at me.
The third tagline is one ring to rule them all.
Oh, it's the Lord of the Rings saga. Probably Fellowship of the Ring.
Sure is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
So outdoorsy.
So outdoorsy. Like 100% of that movie is outdoors.
Uh huh. Except when on the rare occasion they enter a castle.
Oh, yeah. Or in Mordor when there's like, I mean, that's still outside.
It's like, but yeah, there's like
caves. The rare occasion they enter a castle. Most of the time they're outside the castles yelling at inside the castles.
Yeah.
That's a lot of the movie too.
Yeah. Yeah. Are caves still considered outdoors?
You know, I mean, it would be a natural structure. So I think, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Moria.
Yeah,
wow.
That's right.
I just gurgled into the mic.
There's Lothlorien. And there is...
Lothlorien is definitely outside.
Definitely outside. And when they get to Rohan later, it's pretty outside too.
Yeah, it's like some sort of sad camp.
Sad camp. Sad camp. That would be my feeling of all summer camps, is they're all sad camps.
I loved summer camp. I had the best time.
I never had
camp.
The opportunity. I was a weird child, so I don't think I would have made it.
Well, you were a queer guy in the 90s, that's so true. That ultimately makes it a lot harder.
That's true. All right. Are you ready for this one?
Yes.
Okay. I went back and forth with this because I'm pretty sure you probably haven't seen this movie.
Okay.
Because it's a scary one.
Ooh. Don't doubt me. Okay. I love learning about scary movies.
Okay. That's what you probably heard about it.
Okay.
So it's a long one too.
Oh, Lord.
In October of 1994, three student filmmakers disappeared in the woods near Berkeley.
Blair Witch Project.
There you go.
Yes! Sorry, I should have let you finish.
Have you finished? Have you seen that movie?
No.
You haven't?
No.
Will you ever?
No.
Why?
Why would I?
Because it's not, I mean, it gives you scary vibes, but I don't think it's a scary movie. I think you'd actually be pretty bored.
Here's the thing.
Knowing you.
I'm very well versed in scary movies, even though I have not watched them, because I love people telling me about them.
Yeah.
And the only time I don't like hearing about them is if it's disturbing. Like I had Megan. What are you doing?
I'm listening.
Oh,
I'm just playing with my mustache. Don't worry about me. I'm trying to.
You're making like a turtle face at me.
I'm trying to distract you, and it worked.
I thought you were telling me I had a booger in my nose. No. I was like, what?
I would just tell you.
Wait, where was I?
Megan was telling you a movie.
Megan was telling me about Hereditary, and I actually didn't like hearing about that one because of how hardcore it was.
It's a pretty,
like,
brutal.
That one's disturbing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I don't like learning about disturbing movies, but I like hearing about scary movies.
Okay. But the thing is, it's like the scariness is all implied
in the Blair Witch Project.
Yeah. You never see the witch. You see people reacting to things, but that's about it.
Oh, it's like Paranormal Activity vibes.
Yeah, but I would say Paranormal Activity gives you a little bit more to go with. Like, they give you more visualization than Blair Witch will.
Oh, yeah. People got dragged down the hallway.
Yeah. That
I cannot believe I had to go watch that movie with my friends.
I am impressed that you actually made it through.
Well, the only reason I made it through, because my friend Tiffany, she loves scary movies. She had seen it before. And I said, anytime something bad is about to happen, you tell me pineapple. And she's like, all right.
How did she know when things were going to happen?
She had seen it before.
Oh, okay.
Like, she'd seen it multiple times.
I'd seen it multiple times, too.
Y'all, like... How do you do this to yourself?
It's fun. I love it.
Okay.
Okay. Your turn.
Behind every great love story is a love story. I thought this was a really dumb tagline for this movie, but there it was.
Wait a second. So is love story is very prominent then?
And to me, it's not, but I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it animated? Real?
Okay. This is another one where there have been multiple makes. We have discussed this movie on the show, but not officially. Like, we've touched on it, but we haven't covered it.
Touched on it, but never talked about it?
Yeah.
And romance is, in your opinion, not really the central focus of the movie?
I don't think so.
Like, what? Is it fantasy, sci-fi?
I think it would fall more into the sci-fi category.
Oh.
Kind of. But don't think, like, space. It's not space.
It's not.
Quit rubbing your mustache on the mic. That's weird.
It's
I could hear it. I could hear your little bristly mustache on the
romance.
Mic.
Romance. Is it that Tom Cruise movie Oblivion?
No, I don't know what that is.
Okay. Never mind.
I only have two taglines for this.
Okay, throw me the second one.
The Eighth Wonder of the World.
What is that? Eighth Wonder of the World. It doesn't even exist. Is it the ocean? I don't know.
It came out in 2005, this particular version I'm talking about.
Doesn't help me.
Do you want an actor?
Is there an older version before that?
Oh, yeah.
There is?
Oh, yeah. Like, I think like a couple.
Like in the 60s? Like when did it come
Probably.
Out? What? It's that old?
Yeah.
Godzilla?
No, but getting there.
Okay. It's a giant. Kong. It's the King Kong movies.
It is King Kong.
What?
I know. Those were really dumb taglines.
What?
It was one.
What was the first one again?
Behind every great love story is a love story.
That's so dumb.
That's what I said.
That's the worst tagline I've ever heard.
For King Kong.
For King Kong.
Yeah, it's the one with Jack Black. That's the version I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I think they're like the main characters are in love with each other, and then the lady loves King Kong.
I mean, love is kind of a stretch, I'd say.
Like, it's not about the love story. It's about the worms eating the people.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. There's so much that happens. I mean, like, maybe Kong feels a little bit more strongly than she does. Because I, the way I see it, she's humoring him so he doesn't smash her.
So he doesn't eat her. Yeah.
That, to me, is not a love story.
No.
If you're just putting up with the person because they're not going to kill you.
That's Stockholm Syndrome.
That's bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready for my last one?
Yeah.
Okay. This one's a challenge, so you may need to get some more deets.
Okay.
So this one says, The Ocean is Calling.
Is it animated?
Yes.
Oh, Moana?
It is Moana. You are 3 for 3. I did a good job picking.
Yes. It's all because of you that I won. Yeah, because it's like one of the songs.
Yeah.
The ocean's calling me.
Yeah.
I don't even like, I like Moana. I don't love Moana. I know some people are like obsessed with Moana.
That's good. You got to be obsessed with something.
I'm obsessed with unicorns.
As a point of fact, I'm obsessed with unicorns, everybody.
I don't think you're going to get this. Are you ready?
I haven't gotten a single one so far, so.
You did. You got King Kong.
Let's go for it.
You got King Kong. I would say Lord of the Rings was a, okay. Like, if you don't recognize one ring to rule them all, you don't belong on this podcast. It's true. It's true. Get out. No.
It's true.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Everybody's welcome. Okay. The first tagline is literally two words. Live on.
What? What? How am I supposed to? Okay. Is that the only tagline?
No, there's one more.
Okay.
The fate of the world rests on the courage of one warrior.
Gosh darn it. I hate it when that happens. The courage of one warrior.
Yes.
Okay. When was this movie made?
1997.
97?
Uh-huh.
God. It's a fantasy.
Yes.
Fantasy of 1997. Outdoors. One warrior. Courage. Can I get an actor or an actress?
That's not going to help you. What I am going to give you, it's animated. Because I looked at the voice actors and actresses. I was like, no, nobody knows.
Is it Princess Mononoke?
Oh my God, it is.
Oh my God.
Good job.
Because I was, okay, that was a clue that we wouldn't know because they would be foreign. They'd be Japanese.
I mean, there are English voice actors for the English. I wasn't super familiar with the people.
Oh. I am.
You might be.
Claire Danes is one of the voice actors. Minnie Driver is one of the voice actors.
I'm so glad you know and respect these people.
Billy Crudup is one of the voice actors.
How do you know this?
Child. I'm a child of the 90s. Come on. My so-called life, Claire Danes. I grew up with that show.
Oh.
And then with Minnie Driver, it was Circle of Friends and Good Will Hunting. She's kind of a big deal.
Okay.
For my generation.
I haven't seen
those. For us geriatric millennials.
What year were you born?
81. I'm a geriatric millennial.
Okay.
I'm right on the edge between X and millennial.
Oh. I think I'm in the middle of the millennials.
Anyway, that's the end of the show, everybody. I hope you got the... Hope you guess the taglines along with us.
Sorry I screamed Blair Witch Project before you even finished the sentence.
I mean, that's kind of the... It was a long sentence.
Both you and I today were like, you're not going to get it. You're not going to get any of these.
What are we doing next week? I think we got a movie coming up.
I'm so excited. Because you and I have not watched it quite yet, but we have a nacho movie night planned.
We do.
And I'm excited. It's The Ruins.
It's The Ruins.
Which no libraries have here.
That's why I'm getting it on Amazon.
I requested that our acquisitions librarians maybe acquire it.
Yeah.
Even though it came out in what, like?
2013, I want to say. It's okay. Definitely the 2010s.
Okay.
It is also a book by, I don't know. I'll tell you when we watch the movie, who the author is.
You have to wait till next week.
You have to wait.
I was just really shocked that nobody had it.
Yeah. It's not one of those movies that it's like a horror classic, I don't think.
You don't think so?
No.
It's a classic for me because I watched it.
Yeah. I mean, it's a very much under the radar horror movie where people are like, it's not what you expect.
Plants eating people.
Shh, don't spoil anything.
Anybody who knows anything about The Ruins knows. And it's not...
Nobody knows about The Ruins. That's the thing. That's why we don't have it. Nobody knows about it.
Well, there's my little... breadcrumb.
Well,
M&M on the floor.
Fine.
Plants eat the people.
Let's just tell them everything. Like, oh,
plants eat the people.
The movie, The Faculty. Hint: they're aliens all the time. So there, we spoiled that one too.
We've already covered that.
The
one.
Death Star blows up everybody.
Don't you find that out really soon, though? Like, when? The plants eat the people.
I mean, kind of. You go in like half an hour, 45 minutes.
Oh.
Before. At the start of the movie, it's like spring break, and you're going to think it's just going to be like a torture porn, but it's... It's not. It. I mean, it is, but it's not. The one torturing is not humans. It's nature.
Yes.
Nature.
And she hungry.
As she always is.
Her tummy has the rumblies only hands can satisfy.
Got rumbly in my tummy.
I finally sent Joshua the Llamas with Hats video.
There were God, there was a line in there that I really liked. I can't remember what it was.
Carl, that's illegal.
No, not that one. Stop interrupting.
This short episode has gone off the rails today.
It's okay.
I like how we're both like a little like like we're a little grumpy.
We're both really tired and gosh darn it, where's that? When did you send me? Oh, there we go. I do not kill people. That is my least favorite thing to do. That's my favorite line. That is my least favorite thing to do.
That is my least favorite thing to do. And there's
still your favorite when you say that. It's so funny.
There's a whole series of Llamas with Hats.
Okay.
Just FYI.
Okay.
Not that you have to watch it. I'm just letting you know.
Carl.
That's illegal. Okay. Everybody, if it's not already obvious, don't forget to watch what you want.
Play what you want.
And read what you want. Including Llamas with Hats.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. I still like how you were like, I'm so far away.
That's not how it happened.
I'm so good.
That's not what happened.
Podcast.
Stop incepting ideas into people's minds. That's not how it happened. Lies. Lies. I do not. I'm a professional. I know how to hold a microphone.
No!
This is a library podcast, everybody.
In case you didn't know.
Yeah. So, Coos Bay Public Library, thank you for giving us a roof over our heads.
Thanks for supplying, like, all the equipment.
All the equipment.
Thanks for letting us do this project.
Yeah. No, I was like,
who's
I was
texting?
Pretty sure. Stop getting texts.
Oh, it's my husband.
Oh, okay. I guess it's all right.
It's fine. We like Brett.
We do. Stray,
but
stray just a bit, and it'll all be over. That, never mind. I was trying to quote Galadriel when she's giving advice to Frodo.
Oh, on the knife's edge.
On the knife's edge thing. The quest will fail.
I'd be like, that is not helpful.
And it wasn't helpful because they totally broke the fellowship.
Yeah.
And by all rights, they should have been dead.
It's only thanks to Samwise Gamgee that we made it happen.
I mean, she kind of like looked at him. She's like, the company is good. when she was giving
Galadriel.
Him. Giving him the rundown.
Do you think anybody called her Gilly?
For sure. I think it'd be more like Gally.
Galadriel. I call her Gilly.
You'd call her Gilly.
Be like, what's up, Gilly Bean?
She'd just like look at you. Just be so mad.
I'd be like, I'm just a blink in your lifetime. Who cares? You will always remember me as the one who called you Gilly Bean.
That's what I was about to say. Yeah, she'll always remember that.